I'm going to list you 10 diseases that are directly linked to sodas. 10 diseases linked to soda. Number one, extra pounds. He said, now when people drink drinks, you know, soda pop, it has so much sugar in it that it's going to put, if you drink one a day, just one a day, that will put at least 1 pound a month on your body. At least 1 pound. You got to really do some work and really do some exercise extra to burn that off, or you're going to add a pound. He said, now it makes no difference if you drink the diet free or the other one. So if you want to, if you're going to drink your soda, you're going to have to just, you know, realize the fact is there that you probably are going to gain weight. Then another one, now this is not a very important one, liver damage. Oh, you think that's very important? Oh, okay. In other words, your liver, if without it, can you live without it? No. Absolutely not. You got to have that thing. But he says liver damage. Now, he goes into great detail to explain all how it damages it, but I'm not going to take the time to read all these. I'm just going to read the heading. And then the next one it causes so much is tooth decay. The sugar in there eats your teeth off, so you have many more cavities than people that don't drink soft drinks. So, of course, I realize nobody cares about their teeth. You know, you don't need them very long. You know, I mean, you know, so they, like Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, your grinders, they wear out. Well, it would be okay if they just wore out, you know, but, you know, whenever you lose them when you're a teenager, or I mean, you know, we have kids in school that are 10 and 12 years old that go to the dentist and they got 3, 4, 5, 6 cavities in their mouth. It should never be. We're going to have to stop drinking Cokes. Then it says kidney stones and chronic kidney disease comes from drinking soda. If you have these little problems and you're drinking a lot of drinks, maybe it's time to stop. And then another heading here is diabetes. Diabetes is caused because the extra weight that you gain and the increase of all this stuff. And then heartburn and acid reflux is caused by drinking too many drinks. Soft drinks equal soft bones, which equal osteoporosis. So, I mean, if you want your bones to be weak, you know, where when you get old, you can just be walking and your leg breaks and falls down, well, just keep drinking lots of drinks, you know, it's okay. You know, it's your choice. What I'm trying to tell you is what the doctors are learning. So I can tell you what they say, but then who has to make the choice to obey?
We do.
We do. That's exactly right. We hear these things and we think, okay, that's not going to happen to me. I love Dr. Peppers. I'm going to keep drinking them anyway. Oh, no, no, no. That's not the way it works. If you're a human being, this is going to work like this. Then he says after the osteoporosis, he says high blood pressure is caused by drinking too many soda pop. Now, I happened to go down to a place here a while back and I was having a checkup at a doctor's office, and they were checking blood pressure, of course, and there was about 6 or 8 people in front of me in this room. They sent us all in this room to check our blood pressure. Well, this nurse is checking this one, and here's a young man, 40 years old, and your blood pressure is 160 over whatever. That's a little high. Well, I'm on blood pressure medication. Then I couldn't believe everybody in front of me was years younger than me, and all of them had blood pressure messed up. Here I've come down here. At that time, I was 70 years old, about a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was. I sat down there, and the lady said, all them people got high blood pressure. Well, she said, they're all getting older. I said, older? I said, them people's teenagers. I mean, they're 40, 45 years old. I said, ma'am, I'm nearly 70. She said, well, what do you think your blood pressure's going to be? I said, 120 over 70. Perfect. She looked at me and smiled and put the thing on me and pumped it up. And guess what my blood pressure was? 120 over 70. She says, wow, your blood pressure's perfect. Why? Uh-oh, she shouldn't have asked that. Now I get to tell her and everybody else. And I'm a Christian. I walk in obedience to God's word. And I say with my mouth and I believe with my heart what I want. And my heart lines up and obeys me. And everybody thinks, stay away from this guy. Even though I'm the only one in the bunch that's got perfect blood pressure, you would think I'd learn something, wouldn't you? I have learned something, and it works well. It works well. And then it says, after high blood pressure, it says heart disease. I mean, I realize now that's surely an organ that's not very important, right? Oh, of course. You know, I mean, you can live without a heart. Yeah, no problem. You don't need one. You know, if you need an extra one, just run down there and for $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000, they'll be happy to put you in another one if they can find one. Impaired digestion. Now, those are just 10 of the little things that happen because you drink soda pop. Now then, if you have children, I would suggest that you take the soda pop out of your refrigerator that you don't buy anymore and that you drink. If you can't drink soda pop, what would be good to drink? What do you think would be good to drink?
Water.
Lots of good, clean water. Well, where are you going to get that good, clean water? No, not the faucet, unless you live out in the country with your own well. Now, if you live out in the country with your own well, like we do, I've had our water checked here, and we got some of the most fantastic water in the world here. You know another reason why our water is so perfect? I pray over it. I prayed when we drilled the well. I went out there years ago when I said, now, Lord, when there was nothing here, not absolutely nothing, this is just barren land out here, and I said, Lord, I got to have a water well. Where should I drill the well? And so I started walking all over the place. And I just walking and walking and walking. And I finally come back over here in the corner, right? And it's just the Lord says, right there. I said, okay. I put a stake in the ground right there. When the guy come, I said, right there's where I want the well. He said, you want me to witch it for you? I said, absolutely not. I Jesused it. I didn't witch it. I Jesused it. I mean, you've heard of witching for water, right? I ain't going to witch for water. I'm going to ask Jesus. I'm led by the Holy Ghost. They drilled me a well right there. I mean, it's 600 feet deep. I've had it tested. It's perfect, perfect water. And that well, that pump's been in there for all these years. And I pump water for this couple over here and for my whole family, everybody here and my family over there for all these years. And the other day when I sent off another analysis to have it completely checked, it came back. There is nothing wrong with your water. It's absolutely perfect. It's soft, you know. It's hard to get the soap off when you take a bath, but that's good. That's the way you want it. You don't want all that hard stuff. So, and you have to be real careful about buying bottled water. You know, a lot of the bottled water now, they find out that some kind of the plastic particles are coming off in the water, and they're not too good for you. And another thing they found out, that a lot of the water that's in those bottles are not really that good. They didn't do what they said. They might have just run it through a filter somewhere and then just put it in that bottle and sell it to you. It's a bit, oh yeah, I'm serious. I mean, it's the biggest hoax in the world is selling you bottled water. That's the biggest hoax in the world. I mean, you know, I just as soon drink tap water as to drink that water that there, unless I know that I've seen it flow through a reverse osmosis system myself. Now, if I've seen it flow through those filters, and I know that those filters are maintained and that it's checked, then that water is good water. But when you get it out, what should you put it in? A glass container. Don't put it in plastic bottles. Put it in a glass container, and it'll be a whole lot better. So, as Christians, since I teach a healing school, do you think God wants us to be well? Of course He does. He don't want His children to be sick. He don't want His body sick. But He told us things to do, and one of them was not drink carbonated water. You know, it's amazing, you know, what we do to our bodies. Now, all these things that we do that destroys our body, since I teach a healing school, I would like for you to pay attention and exercise right, eat right, you know, and take care of your temple. Because I think God wants this temple to last a long time, don't you? I know He does. And of course, because we do abuse it, and of course, one of the biggest things that we do to our temple that we don't realize is sin. When we sin, I mean, it's a hard one for most of us to swallow, but when we sin, we open the door for the enemy to come and begin to chew away at our temple. And I don't like that, and God don't like that, but that's just the way He made the system. When you sin and you break God's laws, God's going to chasten us. I mean, we get the spanking, don't we, Scott? You know, it's just like being children. The scripture says a man that loves his children disciplines his children. And God is the same way. He disciplines His children. Well, guess who His children are? Us. You know, it makes no matter how old we are, does it, Tom? as far as God is concerned, we're still his little children. And so he's merciful. If he wasn't very merciful, there wouldn't be a one of us in this room alive. You know, I mean, he'd have killed every one of us a long time ago. So you have to do something pretty significant to get God to kill you. But he will. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to the throne of grace, we realize that you told us to come boldly. In Hebrews 4:16, you told us to come boldly into the throne of grace to do war against our enemies. Well, Lord, we're coming up here. We're coming into the throne of grace, and we're praising you and worshiping you and thanking you that you are our Father and that Jesus Christ is our big brother. And Lord, we thank you that you've empowered us with your words, with your word, and you've told us what to do, how to overcome every enemy there is out there. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you for this great and awesome privilege. Now, Lord, we come against all the forces of darkness that are working all over this country through especially these Muslim people that are stirring up such great things. We realize that's the enemy in those people. You love the Muslim people, but you hate their sin. So, Lord, I rebuke those spirits of hell that are attacking those people. I command those spirits to leave those men and boys and girls and men and women out there in Irvine, California at the university, that they be subdued and kicked out and taken away. And I ask you to put the spirit of love, joy, and peace, the Holy Spirit, in those people and bring every one of those people into a loving relationship with you and save every one of them in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you for doing it for them. Now, Lord, for our government offices from the top down, from the president right on down, everyone up there in Washington, we got so many people up there that are so possessed by demons. We ask you to move on them, begin to convict them all of sin and bring them into a right relationship with you, and that we would, from the top down, would be demanded to worship and praise you. And we would have such prayer meetings that it wouldn't be long that this nation, which would repent of her wicked ways and come back to you, we would do everything you say, that you would hear our prayers from heaven, you would forgive our land and our sins, and you would restore and heal our nation. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you because you're the only one can do that. Nobody else or nothing can do it. But through our prayers of faith, it can be done. So, Father, I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Authority of the Believer, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.